Masechet Baba Metziah, Perek He, Mishnah Vav. We'll talk about a Son Barzel transaction in this Mishnah. Son Barzel, which Barzel means iron, which means never losing its value, is a type of investment a person can make where the investment they make, the principal, will never be diminished. They're guaranteed to get their money back, even if the investment fails and loses all of its money. But if the investment gains money and profits, then the investor is also entitled to a share of those profits. That's why, again, like why we call it iron. It doesn't bend. It always has its preserved value for the investor. And son is because that's what they usually would do when it came to sheep. They would do this type of arrangement with sheep. The Mishnah says about this, En mikabelin son barzel miYisrael, a person is not allowed to accept a son barzel arrangement where he guarantees to return the investment to the investor, no matter what the situation is. And if any of the profits happen, the investor will also be entitled to half of the profits. The reason this is not allowed is it's a case of ribit. A investment generally means that there's going to be risk. If there's no risk, it's not really an investment anymore. It becomes a loan. And in this situation, the loan, because he can't lose any money, also, if the deal profits, is going to guarantee interest with it. He's paid back in full, and there will be interest. So this investment becomes a loan, and the profit that is with it becomes the interest to that loan, and you're not allowed to do that to a Yisrael. This whole arrangement is not allowed to be done with Yisrael, because a person is not allowed to collect interest from a member of Bnei Israel. But you're allowed to accept this type of investment with a non-Jewish son barzel arrangement. Not only are you allowed to do a son barzel type of transaction with them, but you're even allowed to borrow from them on interest and lend to them on interest. The whole idea of not collecting interest is only applicable to a Jew. A Jew who you consider to be your brother, you go overboard and you don't want to charge him any interest. And the same would be, Mishnah says, V'chen beger toshav. You're allowed to do the same for a ger toshav, who is a member of a non-Jewish person who lives in Eretz Israel but does not worship idols. You may think that when it comes to a ger toshav, the Torah would treat him similar to a Jew, where you wouldn't be allowed to charge him interest. Mishnah here is teaching us that you are allowed to charge him interest. Let's say there was a Jew out there who owed money on interest to a non-Jew, and he wanted to go return that money. He wanted to pay back his debt. But then his friend, who was also Jewish, told him, you know what, instead of paying back your loan to that non-Jew, give me the money and I'll pick up the rest of the interest, whatever interest accrues over this amount of time till I pay back, I'll be responsible for. So what we're saying over here is the Jewish person who had the original loan is allowed to help facilitate a loan to his friend who's Jewish that's happening through the loan shark who is a non-Jew. What would have to happen, elaborate to the Gemara, that the person who had the original loan would have to take his friend and they would have to approach the non-Jew and he would have to agree to it. That's what we say over here, midat ha'oved kochavim. It has to be done only with the approval of the non-Jew who's arranging this. What the first person has to do actually is give back the money to the goy, and then the goy has to hand it over to that friend. That's what really has to happen. We view Reuven, in other words, as having repaid his loan, and then the non-Jew giving a new loan to the friend. Aval lo midat Israel. But Reuven is not allowed to do this with only, or the first person is not allowed to do this with only himself knowing, without involving the non-Jew, because then it would be considered like the friend is paying him the interest as opposed to paying the non-Jewish loan shark the interest. So this can only be done when they bring the non-Jew into the picture and inform him exactly of what's going on.